At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Last thing about breaking up with a significant other is that remember that this is like a self-honoring choice. Like, it is hard, but like, you're doing what's best for you. And I
absolutely
think, although it is hard and you can express the empathy for the other person, know that you're honoring your feelings. So
absolutely
do it if you feel it. Hey guys.
Hey, welcome back to Straight Candid Podcast
with Sid and Soph.
Hope you're having a good day today.
I do as well. Hope it's your camera.
You guys sound like someone has like a gun pointed at you off camera.
Like, it's time to record.
Say something nice.
I hope
you're having a good day.
No, I don't. No, I'm kidding.
I go to Sid. I was like, we should like try to not just like come in being really weird and see what happens.
And I'm like, I had to squeeze that out. And then you go, I hope as you do too. I'm like, that sounded so just abnormal. Like cringy cringe town.
That was cringe.
What's up, everybody? Hi.
That's why we're weird. Hi. Because we embrace the non-cringe.
You're wearing the hat that I had a screenshot of.
I know, girlfriend. I bought this a long time ago.
That's weird.
If you like my hat, stay tuned. We're hoping to get some trucker hat merch out there eventually. We're hoping soon, but
it should be within the next few weeks. And that's a final actual answer.
We don't want to make promises.
But no promises.
But we promise.
Let me just say, getting merch is a little bit more complicated than you think from the outside looking in, okay? And we like quality over quantity. So just hang tight, will ya?
Jeez. Exactly.
It's a wonderful day. It's actually a weekend recording on a Sunday. I'm hyped about it. Still laugh. I know.
I still laugh at it every time.
When I have to say.
We are recording. Today is Sunday. The podcast will be released on Thursday to your ears.
I used to say that every episode, like a psycho. No, but it's like a good weekend day. Yeah. I feel good today. I have something in my eye. It's driving me fucking insane. I like feel like I need an eye patch is what I was saying before this. So anyway, if you see me in the camera, if you're on YouTube and I have one eye closed, it's not because I'm a pirate. It's just because I have a little something in my eye that's actually going to make my eye fall out.
That's your disclosure for this episode.
Disclosure.
My disclosure for this episode is I'm feeling a little slow. I was like, I just feel, you know, those days you're just like, conversations are slow. Your brain's working a little slow. I'm feeling a little dumb.
I like a dumb girl.
All right. Well, you got me right here.
I got you. I got your back. But today we're going to be talking about all kinds of breakups. All right. We're not going to go right into it, but all kinds of breakups. Breaking up with a friend, breaking up with a significant other, breaking up with a job, breaking up with a family member.
Breaking up with a habit that isn't serving you because we were like, you know what? Breakups in general, I feel like we've heard so many podcasts about what to do after a breakup. Oh, you're so sad. But what if we're the boss bitches that are doing the breakup?
And what if you notice something that's kind of off before the breakup to you happens and you own the breakup instead?
Oh, so you're playing a little game a little bit?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we got to chat about this.
Uh-huh, we'll get
but
to it.
But for her
strange, candid moments.
We're sitting.
So, yeah.
No, it's so.
Sorry, we practiced it too, and I still couldn't nail it.
Acts like just we kidding. Practiced.
Wait, do you have a good one?
I feel like I've been going first. You go first.
Okay, I'll go. Jeez, don't call on me. Two things. All right, I was ready. First thing is, I was thinking about how sad it is that Scotty, my cat, he was a stray. And he lived outside and got to live with his siblings and run around a farm and like live in the grass and just be one with the plants and outdoors. I have not let him outside since.
I know exactly what you're about to share.
So I went on Amazon and I ordered him a leash and a harness.
Psycho.
And Scotty and I went on a walk for our first time yesterday. And let me tell you, it was a time. He had no idea what was going on the planet. I was dragging him by the end of it on the leash because he was just so wigged out about being outside. Turns out it's going to take some practice. It's going to take a little practice, but I do have a leash for my cat, like at the current.
Why have I never thought about that? That cats don't go. So cats really don't go outside.
They don't go outside. Not usually. Unless they're an indoor outdoor cat and you trust that they're going to come back. But you probably would have had to do that as they were a baby. Otherwise, that it doesn't really work. But yeah, so anyway, so one of the things is I have a leash for my cat now. Yeah. And I still try to say that I'm not a cat lady. And I think I'm kind of coming to terms with the fact that
you are a cat lady.
I'm totally a cat lady, but I'm an animal lady. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I would like to like place that and name myself right now that I'm an animal woman. Okay. Second thing is we're down at the dock this weekend, and it's hilarious because this person's probably going to end up listening to this. We're down at the dock this weekend. We see someone who lives in our neighborhood.
I'm so sorry. Before you share your second stray can moment, just because it's related.
Okay.
So we got caribou before this episode.
Yeah.
And the trivia was, what is a cynophobia, the fear of? And I went up there and I'm like, the answer was A, dogs, B, clowns, C, the ocean, D, flying. And I was like, this is just so ironic. And I go up there. I'm like, is it dogs? She was like, yeah. And I go, that's me. And she looked at me dead in the eye. She was like,
you get 50 cents off today. Yeah. And a smack in the face.
Exactly.
Literally.
Which is very ironic.
That's really ironic, actually.
Okay.
Sad that you're, I wish you weren't afraid of dogs. Anyway. Okay. My second straight cannon moment. We're down at the dock. Not, you know, whatever. The neighbors are out and running around, and the neighbors were sitting there, and she goes, I listened to your podcast, by the way. And I was like, oh my God. Yeah. I'm like, that made my day. And she's like, you're hilarious. And I was like, I'm like, thank you. Jordan, did you hear that? Like, I'm like, your girlfriend's hilarious. but then she goes, and that thing actually happened. And I was like waiting for her to say it. And she goes, you know, the like vibrator thing. And I was like, oh my God.
Wait,
she was the neighbor.
Me.
So this is what happened. Remember we got like 20 vibrators from the Pulse One? Plus one. Why do I always do that? I have no idea. I like reverse it. Ayo, make it your own. We had like 20 vibrators out before we'd given them away and give them to you and whatever. And we gave house tours. And one of them was the neighbors who came over. So I had like 20 vibrators sitting on the desk. And Jordan's like, yep, and that's Sid's office. They do the podcast in there and they're sitting there. And it was her. And I told the story later. And then she listened to it and she's like, yeah, that actually did happen. And I did see the vibrators sitting on your desk. Like,
that is so
funny. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, I guarantee she was probably like, why does this girl have so many vibrators? And Jordan,
I looked like a
freak. Well, no, and Jordan is probably like, she has a podcast. They get like sponsors. So then I guarantee she looked it up. She found us and boom, we got another listener because of the vibrators on
your
desk.
Either way, it worked. But all I'm saying was that's at first, so funny. Her first thought for sure was like, this girl either is running like some sort of OnlyFans situation from in here, or it's a podcast set and they just so happen to be sent a bunch of vibrators.
Or she just
or
really
she's
likes
obsessive.
To masturbate.
Either way. Neighbor, I love them. I'm so excited that she listens, but I just thought it was absolutely comedy that she was like, that actually happened. Yeah.
Hey,
and I'm
neighbor.
Like, oh, good. I'm like, great. So you did notice all the vibrators.
That's funny.
Anyway. That's what I got. That's what I got for you.
I love that. And I am a little discouraged at the fact that you're a cat lady, because at the beginning when we started recording this podcast, like episode one, we talked about how we hated cats, and then it became a big thing that Jordan had a cat. And now look at you buying a leash. Like, we just saw this whole transformation happen. So,
episode two, I said it was a red flag.
Yeah, we were like, a red flag or deal breaker. He has cats. Sid's now buying a damn leash.
Listen,
for her cat.
Okay. Eventually, I want to have goats. I want to have bunnies. I want to have all the things.
Yeah. But so she posted that on her story. She's like, I just bought my cat a leash. And I respond to you and I go, I actually hate you.
So then you know what I said? I'll buy another one so you can take the other one on a walk with me.
Yeah. Is that what you
yeah,
said?
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
oh,
I did.
Didn't see that. Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't. Well, now you don't want to do it? Okay, fine.
No.
Suit yourself. I'll have some fun.
My Shrekana moment is
hit me with it.
Actually from this morning.
What? Oh, mic drop. I'm like, happened?
I had to fix my hat. So I thought it was going to be a great idea to join a co-ed soccer league. And I was like, I really want to do this. There's this guy who always comes to my Barry's classes. He's like, hey, me and my friends do a really chill, like, intramural. It's fun, like, co-ed. I'm like, okay, sick. Like, it sounded very chill, like, down to earth. Like, yeah. I was like, okay, these people are going to be fun. So
co-ed always seems like it's like a kickball league.
Like,
You're all fun.
Exactly. People might even be a little hungover, especially if it's a Sunday game. So this morning's game, 8 a.m., first of all, I was like, okay.
That's a little hard-o.
A little aggressive. And he texts me, he's like, by the way, you need shin guards and cleats. I'm like, oh, like, we have to wear them. I'm like, okay, like, we got rules already, but whatever. So I go to Target yesterday, buy the only pair of shin guards that are there. They, like, hardly fit my calves. The socks I have cover half the shin guard. My cleats are from, what? The last time I picked up a soccer ball was 6 years ago, and my cleats don't really fit. They're very snug. I have a lot of blisters right now. Show up to the game. Like, I go to the address. It is a full-fledged soccer field. Like, long, like, that is, do you know how big
they're? Huge,
real big soccer, like, it is a big, that's a lot of running. I'm like, okay, I didn't realize this was going to be an entire field. It's right by like the Cherry Spoon in Minneapolis. Like,
oh,
that,
yeah,
that soccer field.
Oh, it's huge.
Like,
oh,
that, yeah, soccer field.
Okay.
And all of a sudden I start seeing like people arrive and they all look like athletes. Like the girls are wearing like the soccer shorts. I'm in like my Lululemon biker shorts, Lulu. You know, my Lulu. And I'm like, oh shit. So I realize it's like actual D1 like athletes. And I'm like, his name's Abad that told me to come to this. I'm like, Abad, this is not chill. Like, you're completely lying. He's like, yeah, but then you wouldn't have showed up. We needed girls. I'm like, oh my gosh.
This is so aggressive.
So I get on the field. I'm like so nervous. I felt like I was in middle school where you like leave and you're like, oh, I'm gonna go meet people and go to your sports.
Oh my God,
and I tried so hard.
Like, I want to come and watch you go ham.
Pat Plant Daddy was like, I'm going to come watch. I'm like, you cannot come watch. But I don't know if I'm going to go back.
Wait, seriously?
You guys.
You're not going to go?
You guys. I, you know, usually I would like, it just highlighted how bad I was. Yeah, because everyone was really good. Like, I'm average. Like, I'm not great. I'm not horrible. Like, I'm average. But all these people were just like, I was running in circles, just trying to get the ball, like sprinting, Sid. I was dripping in sweat. I got to show you. I'm beat up. I have the biggest bruise on the side of my leg right now.
Did you fall?
I tried to kick the ball. Oh. Pretty much missed the ball, landed on my back.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, I got beat up this morning and I was trying so hard.
I could just see you out there. Like, do you do something with your face when you're trying really hard? Yeah. Like a little like lip quiver on the top. Yeah. I pump those arms. Yeah.
And it was honestly embarrassing. It was honestly embarrassing. And I know this isn't like the best Drake Hannah moment, but it is just something that's very relatable because I thought like I wasn't going to be bad, but everyone was so good that I felt so bad. I was embarrassed to be there. I felt so naffy and I was like, I'm glad that I went, but I think I'm going to try to do like maybe a girls league. Cause these dudes, we played like a Gustavus team.
Oh, that's that.
Like,
I was
like, are you kidding me? I didn't know this is what I signed up for. Rude.
No, that's annoying. I will say the opposite is also just as bad though. When you show up and you're ready to go hard.
Yeah.
And then there's just people like flilly, really nillying around. And I'm like, I paid $100 to be here. I'm like, if you don't go hard, you're off the team. Like, I like all of a sudden get this role of like team captain. There's no captains.
Yeah.
Nobody knows Sid's each other. Like, there's no captains. I don't have a C on my jersey. And I'm like, all right, we're going to get together. We're going to go hard out there. And we're not going to let these girls screw us over. Yeah. So you're going to go get those ground balls.
And that was like the chat the whole time. We were talking like techniques and like plays. And I'm like, are we doing? Ready to show up and like dance around. Like,
you know what bugs fun. Me? When you like messed up, were they like, all good, just get back up on your feet. Like, let's go. It's like, don't, I just messed up. Can we not point it out? Like, just ignore. Yeah,
I subbed out this one girl and I was like, do you mind pressing up to defense? I'll do mid. I suck at defense. And then I literally miss a ball like 5 times. And I go, I suck at mid too. Just like, let me. She was like laughing at me. I'm like, I get
me. Was she really good?
Yeah. There was like two girls that like played D1. And oh, I'm like, shit, okay, sick. Like, I haven't touched a ball in 6 years. Anyways, we can move on from that. But I think it's good to put yourself out there, try new things,
which is why
I told myself when I posted this, I was like, I actually want to fulfill this. I want to do this. I want to try it. But I'm going to try maybe a level down.
You know where NAFs are always welcome though?
Where?
At our summer games, June 22nd, 5:30 to 7 p.m. in Minnesota. Why Zeta?
What is these summer games?
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Oh, you want to know what a summer game is? Well, guess what? We're teaming up with Lululemon and Matt, Dr. Matt from Center Movement, and we're doing a little summer games. If you're local in Minnesota, you can find the link in bio for more info.
And by summer games, we don't mean like let's go play soccer. We're talking about like flip cup, musical chairs, like tug of war, water balloons. Expect to get wet, like that kind of shit.
Water balloon fight situation, like
vendors, drinks, all the goods. We won't chat too long about it.
And then the classic one where you squeeze like a watermelon with your legs.
Oh yeah.
People are like, what? Nothing. It doesn't matter. You'll just have to be there to figure it out. Okay. There you go. You have it. Anyway, break up with that team. Soph, get it?
Oh, hey.
I know.
I'm going to have to let them down easy. I texted Ebot after. I was like, thanks for inviting me, but
I don't think this is for me.
He was like, I'll add you to the WhatsApp. I'm like, I'm good.
I don't have one of those.
I might have to. So
go, bye-bye.
How am I going to break up with a team? I don't know.
Well, we better figure it out. Talk it out. Like I said, talking about breakups today, there's like a breakup conversation that always goes around of like, when you get broken up with, like, this is what you got to do. And this is how you get your head back in the game. And granted, that'll happen. I've been broken up with. Have you been broken up with before?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's like, some people pride themselves on never being broken up with, but like truly, I think it's very humbling and it makes you grow.
Yeah.
But what we don't usually talk about is how do you own like the control of your own life? Like how do you make that initial decision to break up?
So let's start with like significant other.
Yeah.
And I guess let's talk about first things first. Like, have you experienced this? Have you had a breakup with someone? And then I guess we can kind of go about like our tips for breaking up with a significant other. We'll get into friendships in just a second because that's just as important and almost harder, I think, to a certain extent. Too. But significant others, how many times, like, have you broken up with someone before and how did it go?
Well, first I'll say I have been broken up with.
Yep.
And I will say the first thing to do is just process, cry, and like take a breath. And like end all be all, you're in control. So just if that's the part that you're going through right now, there you have it. Yes, I have broken up with somebody. It was pretty terrible, to be honest. Like, it was horrible because if you're with somebody that you care about and you care enough to like honestly end it, it feels horrendous. Like,
and if you're an empathetic person, like you feel the feelings that they're feeling. You're just like, would you rather be broken up with or do the breakup?
I would probably rather be broken up with because it's not my decision. And I go back and forth. And then this is how I started to realize that it needed to happen, though, is I was wishing for a reason to break up. Like I was finding searching things or I'm like, what if he like cheated? Like then we would break up. Then what would my life look like? And that, I was realizing like that's actually like kind of like manifesting what I would want, which was just
you're envisioning
so wrong.
Your life without him and being
But honestly, truly what I had to do is I collected my thoughts. Like I was like, I started making like mental notes of all the things that I really didn't love. Like I was like, okay, what do I not like? And what am I not feeling like fulfilled in? And I made sure sorry, Ben is like so cuddled up over here. I just look over and he's like a little like taco. I made sure to try one last time with this person. Like I made sure to like give an effort just one singular last time of like, if I'm going to go all in and say that I gave it my all and it didn't work out, like what am I going to leave? You know what I mean? Like what am I going to leave in this relationship? And then you have to be the one to make these decisions to improve your life. So you got to start processing the breakup pre-breakup. Mm-hmm. That's what I did.
That's the hardest thing about breakups, I think, is the person that's doing the breaking up with, you've had time to process this already. You could be 6 months ago being like, okay, I think I'm going to break up. It takes you 6 months to finally do the deed.
To like, have the courage,
and then so then the person you've been dating is like, how did he move on so fast? How did she move on so fast? Like he literally started seeing someone the next week. Girl, he was out of it for 6 months.
Yeah. Or
he's been coasting for 6 months. That's why he's moved on so fast. So calm down.
Calm down. Process. Once you're broken up, you're broken up. It's kind of fair game. That's something that's like a hot take, but like, once you're broken up with and things are over,
and I agree.
It's true. It's done. It's over. Like they can do whatever they want and you can too. So take control.
And there's definitely like respectful ways
to
do it, obviously. But I was just going to say,
rip the Band-Aid off and just do it. Mm-hmm. When you're ready and you know you need to have it done and you're like already avoiding the things that like they're asking you to do or get together, say, let's get together in person. I have a lot of things on my mind. Hopefully you've been honest up to this point that you're not sure how you're feeling and just fucking do it. Rip the Band-Aid off.
That's key. Is
you have to.
I think surprise breakups shouldn't even be a thing anymore where it's like you were completely blindsided. If you're actually having doubts about that person or about the relationship, To be honest, you probably should have already talked about that in your relationship. If you guys are good communicators, you should have already been like, babe, like, just, you know, I'm feeling a little, I feel like you've been distant and I feel like I've been distant, and you should have these concerns already communicated. So when you do break up, it's not like, what? I have absolutely no idea.
You should have talked about it. Yeah. Like, just like you're saying, communicate those things. If you've got things on your list, like for me, it's like, I have absolute not okay things. And luckily I've never encountered somebody like this, but like, let's say somebody was really using like slang words for inappropriate things. Like, that's an absolute no go for me. I'll address it once. I'll say, I will not allow you to say those things. That's not okay with me. If we're going to be together, like, that's not something I want to be with. You have to communicate it at first. Give them the benefit of the doubt that maybe a bad habit can be changed. But then once that's happened and I've got this like mindset in my head, and let's say the person does it again or has like some other trait that you're absolutely not okay with, you say, that in my mind is a breaking point for me. I will never allow someone to act like that I want to be associated with. Do not allow yourself to go into that conversation of breakup being like, well, if they said this, maybe I could still be with him. Cause like, there were good things about the relationship. Like, no, you cannot think like that. You've got to be like, that was my deal breaker. I'm going into this and I'm going to rip the Band-Aid off. I'm going to communicate exactly why I want to break up, and then we're done with it. You know what I mean?
And that's the hard part, is you're the only one who can set your boundaries, and you're the only one who knows your boundaries, and you have to stay true to those boundaries, because it's difficult when you're dating certain types of people. So for example, if you have inklings that you're dating a type of a narcissist, for example, mm-hmm. breaking up with a narcissist is very hard, because those people are so good at kind of turning around that conversation on you. Then all of a sudden you're the one being like, wait, I thought I was breaking up with you.
Yeah, all of a sudden I've got the bad
things. Yeah, so you need to go into these conversations knowing, you. First of all, you need to make sure that you know you want to break up going into the conversation.
Absolutely.
And I think you need to be honest, but not be brutal. And I don't think you should be stating everything that they've done wrong in the past either, or give specific reasons, because this is hard for them to kind of let go of, I think. And the only reason you'd be giving like all those little details of things they've done wrong is giving them the chance to almost rebuttal, and also giving them the chance to like get you back. And that's the only reason why you're saying all those details, because maybe you think there's still hope.
Totally.
So kind of go in with it, like keep it vague, keep it with I statements, like I feel this way, don't put the blame on them.
Yep.
And you can't really control the reaction. You can only control the message that, you know, that
you're putting out there.
You can't control how it's received.
No. I know that the reason I say like have clear statements too of like that communication you're talking about is like, if it truly is something that you're not okay with and never will be okay with, like make sure that you're standing by that. Like you are not changing who you are, what's okay to you, because this person is somebody you like, but like they have these kind of not great traits. Like, honey, don't settle. You're literally telling yourself to settle right there. And yeah, give them the opportunity to maybe rebuttal and tell a reason why. But by this point, if you're going in and you're still unsure, you should have probably taken a little more time to think it out, have maybe more communication conversations about like what your needs are, and then make the decision later on. But like, be strong when you're going into it, and know that breakups do not feel good. They do not feel good. You shouldn't feel like a sense of like excitement probably, because then you probably waited too long and you were with somebody that you really shouldn't have been with, right? But you should, eventually you'll feel relief, right? But it's probably sad if you cared about this person. Like, it's okay to be sad about something that you're controlling to break off. Like, that's okay. You're in the right spot, because your body and your mind are telling you, I'm like filled with a lot of emotions that I need to release. Maybe you're holding on to a lot of stuff, but like, breakups don't feel good, whether you're the one doing it or you're the one getting broken up with.
Your life's going to change as much as theirs.
Yeah.
Like, you lose that other person. And I would say also going into the conversation, it's cheesy, but like, write down what you want to say, practice it. Because when you're in the moment, you're really emotional. I feel like every girl's done this. Like, you have something you want to bring up.
Oh my
you
God.
Like have that notes in your phone, and you like bullet out all these things you're planning to say to the person. Then you end up like saying too. So like, actually practice it. Like, you have to practice saying it, delivering it, making sure you're getting out what you want to say, which is why it's so easy. A lot of times it's easy to revert to like a text when it comes to issues, because you can just say what you want, how you want to say it. And I think we'll talk about this with friendships, but like, sometimes I'm like, is that okay? Because you can say what you want. You give them a chance to cool down, to think, and you don't get their immediate reaction.
Over text, you mean?
Yeah. But obviously with breakups, I think you deserve face to face when it comes to significant others, but that doesn't mean you can't write it out and know exactly how you're going to go into it.
You know, I agree with that actually, true, mm-hmm. too. I truly think that if you, like, for instance, if you're even in like a relationship and you're like, I'm getting to a heated point where like, I don't know if this is for me. I need to either have a conversation about it or I'm like actually going to like jump ship.
Yeah.
Because I've gotten to that point too. I have texted my significant other and been like, these are the three things that are really bothering me right now. When I see you or when we call on the phone or whatever it is next, like we're going to talk about these three things. Of course, obviously it's a list because duh, hello, OCD, yo. And we talked about those three things and actually it helped our relationship because I'm like,
okay,
I'm fired up about these three things. They're bugging the crap out of me. I put them on paper so I couldn't forget about them. We both held each other accountable to talking about it.
The only thing we talked about it. The only thing I have that I'm not sure if I love that
yeah.
is because he has time to like come up with how he's going to tell you. Like if you're like, you keep liking this girl's photo on Instagram, that's bothering me. That's number one. It's like he now has time to think about how he's going to respond to that. And I don't want that. I would want him to be on the spot and be like, why are you doing that? And then he fucking freaks out. And I'm like, okay, exactly. Like, it's just proving my point. Like, we'll talk about this later, but I have some things to think about. Well, so like, that's where I'm like,
that I can understand. Yeah. I would say keep them more vague though.
Okay.
Like for me, I would have written for that one. I would have been like
communication
issues, maybe like social media bothering or like something like weird like that. I know.
So,
I know.
So corporate.
I know.
So corporate.
It is, but it's like, I need to write them down or else I'll fucking forget. And then I'll be like, everything's great and butterflies.
I personally would write them in my phone and then do
it. See, when I do that, I never pull it back up or you get caught pulling it up when you're drunk. And then, they see the note before you were having the convo.
Can you tell this story? It's fucking funny.
The one about Vegas?
Yeah.
Okay, so we were in Vegas and this is like a year ago almost. And I was
You're still getting to know, like kind of figuring out each other.
We were figuring each other out. We didn't know each other's communication styles yet. We had took my sister. Is that past tense? Whatever, over it. We took my sister to Vegas and we were there running around. We were really, really drunk and I'm drinking. It's my sister. We're like freaks together, like total wacko. And I got.
And also a good person to share like what's been bothering you and things you want to. Yeah.
And this girl had bothered me in front of like the table in front of us. And I was just like getting bugged by her anyway. So now I'm way too drunk. And Jordan goes to the bathroom and he comes back. And I like all of a sudden he came up to me and he asked me something weird. And I was like, what? And I like all of a sudden like had flipped a switch in my brain. It's the liquor talking and it was underlying communication issues.
And you're
I was
pissed ignoring. At him all of a sudden.
I was pissed. So you know what? He was like, you need to relax. You're clearly really drunk. And I was like, excuse you?
First tip, hot tip. If you ever tell a girl to relax, she will do the fucking opposite. Do not tell a girl to relax.
So I took out my notes and while he was in the bathroom, I had written down a few things that were bothering me about him at the time.
Oh,
my drunk brain.
While you're peeing drunk. Like,
yep. I'm like,
you did this, you said this.
He told me I was really drunk. He told me that I should sit down when they were coming over to the table. Like, just stupid. And so I'm writing down. So then he would tell me that thing, and I was like, my drunk brain's like, you can't forget this. You better write this down. So I go on my phone. I'm like, he told me to relax, like, while I was drunk. And he's like, what are you doing? And I go, nothing. And he goes, what are you doing right now? And I turn my phone and it's like it says really like horribly written out, like things that are really bothering me about Jordan. And it's like a list. And he's like, what the hell? I'm like, I have to write it down. And he was like, you're crazy. We're not going to talk for a little bit. Enjoy your night. We're having fun. I'm like, I felt like the worst person ever.
At least he knew to do that. Like, let's talk about it later.
Yeah.
I was also going to say the whole writing in your phone thing. I get where you're coming from now. In terms of making a list about stuff like that, because I'm keep going back to narcissists. I do think we should have a conversation about this eventually. But a lot of times, if you do gaslight someone, you honestly don't know what reality is sometimes because they're so good at being like, that didn't happen. I think you're going crazy. You're actually a little insane, you know? And you're like, oh, maybe that didn't happen. But if you feel a certain thing after something was said, write that shit down and like go back to it and remember that. I also think that helps process with breakups.
Absolutely it does. And that actually, honestly, I think translates into friendships too.
Yes. Last thing about breaking up with a significant other is that remember that this is like a self-honoring choice. Like it is hard, but like you're doing what's best for you. And I
absolutely
think although it is hard and you can express the empathy for the other person, know that you're honoring your feelings. So
absolutely
do it if you feel it.
I had like five random things that came to my mind about overarching breakups because I just wanted to say this. Like they're all kind of in general relating to breakups as a whole. Mm-hmm. So if something doesn't feel good, it's not good for you. It's not right. Like it should feel good, right? Like a friendship should feel good. A job should feel good for the most part, right? There's obviously struggles, but like you are in control was number two. Like you get to decide your destiny, man. Like if you don't want to be a part of it, break it off. If it's not serving you, get rid of it. Three was you're the one making the decisions to improve your life. So if you just sit and sulk in something that's not serving you, like that's also on you, right? If you're in control, that means the opposite too. If you don't do anything, you're stuck. Four is get over the break up anxiety now. Like I used to have this anxiousness of like, I would rather hold on to a friend that treated me poorly than get rid of a friend that, treated me poorly because it would give me so much anxiety to do the act.
I have so much to say about this. Yeah.
Yeah. Which we'll talk about. Mm-hmm. And then five was just communication is key. Sometimes it's over communication that works. Sometimes little is more. Like maybe it's just saying exactly what you mean, but making sure that you're actually being communicative and direct.
Because also it's hard as females because sometimes like little things do bother us and we want to say something rather than maybe just sitting with it for a second and being like, okay, that bothered me, but I don't think it's something I need to bring up right now. Cause maybe it'll pass.
And like we're so self-control.
We're all hormonal.
Yeah, I know.
Do you feel like you struggle with that a little bit?
I absolutely can.
Yeah.
Like even last night in the car, I think I like asked a dumb question cause I'm getting my period and I like could feel it. Like the irk coming inside of me, like the veins on my neck getting like more full. And I was like,
yeah.
Did you ever like that girl that we saw at the bar? No. Okay. Sorry, I knew that. Like, it's like, why did I ask that? Like, Jesus. Yep. Anyway, I struggle with the same shit. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you do?
I do with...
Or are you better?
I do with certain things. Like, yeah, if there was a girl that I was, like, jealous about or feeling some issues about, I would have a hard time hiding those feelings. But when it comes to, like, Plant Daddy bringing over a coffee mug and I'm like, I already have eight coffee mugs. I don't want this coffee mug here. I will like let it happen. And then maybe when I'm a little calmer, like I'm good at like waiting for that kind of like those little things.
That's good though.
To be like, hey, I don't think I actually need another coffee mug, but do you want this coffee mug? Maybe we can get rid of another coffee mug instead. And you can bring that coffee mug in. Like,
there you go.
It's just, that's so stupid.
Break up with a coffee mug.
Yeah. But
honestly, I've had to do we should talk about breaking up with your goddamn like
items.
I had so much shit in my house.
Do you want to quick talk about that real quick? It's a part of breakups.
Let's do friends and then that.
All right, fine.
Okay.
Well, we're on it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, my just thing would be like,
yeah,
if you're thinking of like three instances like later, like I wouldn't use this for this, but like maybe not for this either, but I could maybe use it for this third instance, like get rid of it. You don't need it. If you know you're not going to use it right away, you're not going to use it ever.
If you haven't used it in the past year, also get rid of it.
Like t-shirts that I have from like middle school, like that. I'm like, maybe if this trend comes back, I'm like, get out of here with that, ma'am. Go to Forever 21, get another one.
I went through my closet and I got a lot. I got rid of a ton of clothes. Like I'm pretty good at that when I actually go through it. It's just I haven't really had time to like audit my condo. So like I finally went through and organized things. And when I went through my closet, it's so like for me, I made the rule. I was like, if I haven't worn this in the past year, I'm getting rid of it. I got rid of a lot of cute stuff, but
can I look?
It's already at Goodwill. Sorry.
That's all right.
But, and my mom took it.
That's right.
But it's like, why would I keep it if I haven't worn it in the past year? Well, even though it's cute. Yeah. But I don't wear it. Like there's something wrong with it.
What's your like one item that you're attached to too much?
An item that I'm attached to?
Like, I feel like I'm attached to clothing the most. I don't know why.
Oh.
Like, I can't, like, let go of clothing as much.
I don't really have one, I really? Guess. I Lucky. Mean, yeah, clothes, but you sound fine to me.
Do I sound funny? Yeah. Can you turn my headphone? I think one of the headphones just went out. Sorry, you guys. It's really distracting when you're trying to talk and your headphone sounds a little funky. Will you pull it out and put it back in? Thank
it's
you, Ben.
It's called a candid
There
moment.
We go. I think
candid
I'm back.
Candid moment. She's back,
Sorry,
baby.
It just sounds like basically you're underwater and one of your ears is plugged. So when you're talking, you're like, blah, blah, blah. Like, you're like, that's not my real voice.
Friends. Should we talk about friends?
Let's do it.
Friends for a reason. Friends for a season and friends for a lifetime. Did you hear that?
No.
I really like that because it's kind of talking about auditing your friends, which we talked about way long ago on the podcast, is kind of like breaking up with certain friends that don't serve you anymore. And I kind of like that saying. So you have friends for a reason, or you have friends for a season, and then there's friends for a lifetime. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. And it's very cute. Can I be honest?
Mm-hmm.
While you were saying that, I am a good friend, but I did get a text that I had to read because you're going to be very excited about it. Can I say it out loud?
Yeah.
Do you know Matt from Two Friends?
Oh, yeah.
The big booty guy?
Yeah.
He just said, sure, let's do it.
Big booty remix.
Big booty remix. Let's fucking go. Anyway, I'm really excited about that. But like breaking up with a friend kind of seems similar to me in like a way that you'd break up with a family member, right? Too, because sometimes they're like a sibling to you. Like friends are so close to you and you feel like you have to keep them because you've been through so much, or they're from something, or maybe they're in your same friend group. And that friend is just literally not serving you, and you guys don't see eye to eye, and it's not benefiting you majority of the time, then you need to get rid of it. And for me, what I would do, like first step wise, is like take a step back, assess the situation, and don't give as much as they're giving just because you feel obligated to.
Yeah.
Like,
I think what you said to me that kind of stood out too is like, you do have to decide what friendships are worth it. Really, because I think you really only have so much bandwidth to have a certain amount of, to be a good friend, I guess, to give back what they're giving you. And that's why for me, like you can't, like, yes, you can have a lot of acquaintances, but to actually call someone your friend, you have to be giving the same effort that they're giving you.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You have to choose that carefully. So like maybe someone is an acquaintance to you, but they think you're their friend. And it's like, I feel guilty because I'm not giving you what you're giving me. So like, for example, I've had a breakup with a friend before, but it was more of my acquaintance, but she
thought
would
you
text
were a
me every day, would ask, keep asking to hang out. And I didn't have the capacity, the bandwidth to do that, to be honest, because she wasn't, you know, one of my closer friends
already.
So I, like, a lot of times I think friendships you can kind of let fizzle out, maybe.
Yep.
For me, that's how I've done it. I don't want to sit you down and be like, I want to break up, because there's certain reasons why I think you should do that. But with certain instances, I would rather just let it phase out. But when it comes to someone who was texting every day and I honestly just don't have the capacity, I needed to say something.
Absolutely.
So I did do it over text, and I was like, hey, like, I appreciate like getting to know you this past year, like, thank you for always, you know, reaching out, but I gotta be honest with you, like, I don't have the capacity right now. Like, I hope I can still see you in the future, but I, you know, so
kind of
that's
like breaking
kind
up,
of yeah. when, sorry, there's, I'm really distracted. There's people in your driveway still.
There's still people just wandering aimlessly.
Anyways, what do you think? Can you let friendships just fizzle out, or do you need to sit them down and like say something?
I would say at first I take a step back, like actively and like purposefully, like take a step back to like assess the situation. I'm like, okay, what is it that's bothering me so much? What is it that I can't like feel good about this with? And I'm just like, why is it that this is bothering me? Like, what is it that about this that's not giving me what I need to like get?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to take a step back. When they're asking to hang out, I'm going to say no. When they're asking to like do things, I'm going to say no. And I'm like, I'm just going to keep taking breaths and taking little steps back. And the minute they feel like they're clinging on, because right when somebody starts to realize like, okay, they're reversing and you guys are close enough where they know better, like this person's pulling away, I can tell, they're probably going to get a little bit clingier. And that's when I'm usually honest of like, you know, like this didn't feel good to me, and like, I haven't felt good about this, or like, I can't give you the attention that you need because it doesn't make me feel good. Like, that needs to be okay with you, or we need to like separate. Basically.
And I like the way you said that, because you're saying I feel like I can't give you enough versus something that they're doing wrong.
Absolutely.
You know? But I will say there is certain instances where a friend that you think is a friend maybe isn't supports you in the bad times of your life, but doesn't support you in your successes. And I think that's also kind of a key sign like to break up with friends.
Oh my God.
And maybe
yeah.
let them phase out. There's certain reasons why this happens throughout your life. Like maybe they're in a different phase of life. Maybe you recently are single and they're in a relationship and you need some more single friends, not necessarily breaking up with someone, but maybe putting more time into people that are in the same phase of life as you.
Totally.
But yeah, I mean, this happens often. Like, it's something that's you're going to encounter. So you kind of have to know what to do. And I think it's so crazy in the world and Google and social media and all this information is about how to break up with a significant other, and no one really talks about breaking up with friends.
I know. And okay, this is a weird one. When someone is exhausting you, like, that is a sign for breaking up. Like, when a friend is exhausting you, and what I mean by that is, like, they could maybe have, like, a repetitive habit that they continuously come to you for or, like, needing advice for, and you are continuously giving your effort and your time to help them get through it, to process it, and they go back to that same old habit, and it's like this reoccurring wheel. You can do one of two things, because I've done this before. I've told a friend, you can no longer come to me with this issue because it is making me feel anxious and it is exhausting me. And I want to be there for you and I want to support you, but I've given you every piece and ounce of my advice that I can help you with the situation. You need to make a decision.
I'm immediately thinking of like a friend that had like an abusive type of relationship and you were like, break up. So I'm just throwing that out there right now because yeah. I bet a lot of people have dealt with that. So
the other piece is like I had a friend at one point in my life who had like supplement problem, like, an addictive problem, right? Okay. With like different things. It depended on the substance. Sorry. I should have said substance, not supplement.
I was like addicted to
they
protein.
They were really loving
the
protein.
I was like, they like that AG1. You'll see it.
Ayo. But they were like, it was constant. And it would cause anxiety. And then I would help them through the anxiety attack or whatever it was. And then it would happen again. And I lived like so close to this person that I felt like I was going through addiction problems and emotional roller coasters. I had anxiety to go to my house. Like I had anxiety to be there. I had anxiety to leave. Like it was horrendous. And I literally, this person needed me a lot. And I gave for a year. I gave everything. But the minute I moved out of that house was the minute I absolutely cut complete strings. And the person grasped on harder and was like, why are you doing this? Why are you leaving me? And I'm like, I love you, but I told you you needed to get help. I have given every ounce.
Jordan
I've taken you.
Off.
Oh, that sexy little thing. I've given you every ounce of me. I can't do this anymore. It's not serving me. It's not making me feel better. I'm not growing. And I felt so guilty for leaving a friend when they needed me, but I couldn't do it anymore. I could not do it anymore. And I the best thing for me in order to like basically make myself better was to leave the situation, you know, which is hard.
Yeah, if you are exhausted, mentally exhausted from someone, I think it is definitely a sign. Yeah. Absolutely.
I want to point out that it doesn't have to be so drastic either. If there's somebody that is a friend and they're just not serving you, period, like whether that be like maybe you don't see eye to eye, or maybe when you go like out, I don't know, like they have like a little snippy side and you just don't really like that. And that's only one side of them. Yeah. It's okay to just distance yourself and be like, you know what? I didn't really like going out with them and I don't need to tell them that, but I'm not going to say yes when they ask me to go out anymore. Like you can kind of secretly break up with a friend and just kind of like separate yourself.
And
a
you
bit.
Might not even have like an exact reason, but you just want to make room for friendships that maybe diversify your friend group, which I also think is really important because having friends that have like, yes, similar values to you, like life values are important, but also you want to make friends with different life experiences and different backgrounds and different stories, just because that's what's going to bring out the best in you too. So you have to pick your friends wisely so you can find different parts about yourself too. So for example, if you only technically have time for three really good friends right now, like you have to choose wisely. And that might mean phasing out certain friends. And maybe it's not a necessarily breakup, but you're just like, hey, like I've been busy. I'm sorry. I've just been prioritizing some other things. Like
absolutely.
Hopefully they understand. But
I used to be a people pleaser. So yeah. I feel this so hard. Like I used to want everybody to like me, everyone to be friends with me. Like I had an issue. Like I had a want to be liked and I was doing the thing where like I would have acquaintances in my head, but they thought they were my friends. So I actually was like neglecting relationships.
Yeah.
And even to this day, I feel like I'm like, I commit to like, yeah, I'd love to get a coffee with you. Like I've never, you know, I don't really know you. We've never hung out. And then I ignore their texts for like 3 months. It's so douchey. It's like, it's not. And, but to be honest, I had to let go of feeling bad of that because I'm like, I don't have the capacity right now. And I'll check in with them and I'll say like, listen, I don't have capacity to do this, like to invite a new friend in, But like when I do, and if I feel that that relationship's going to value me, I'll be there and we'll do it.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you got to let go of the guilt. Stop feeling guilty for making yourself feel better. Like,
and be able to say no in situations where you think like, I do have a couple good friends right now. And
yeah.
You don't always need to be like searching and looking for more friends. More friends means you're more likable. I don't think that's true at all. I think being who you are and being able to support your friends and them support you, no matter how small the group is, just as important.
Be friendly. Just be friendly.
Exactly.
Do you want to talk about breaking up with a family member really quick?
Yeah, I don't even know where to start with this one, to be honest. Obviously, this is coming from Sydney, like just experience, by the way.
Yeah.
Like we're not experts on any of these, but it's just two girls that have obviously lived life a little bit and some things to say. But I haven't had a breakup with a family member. I've had certain family members where I'm not as close with, and it's just because we don't see eye to eye. But since they're my family, like I do necessarily still see them and have to hang out with them and love them and be there for them. And so I haven't cut anyone off.
I would say with a family member, you can still love them and be around them,
yeah,
but not be giving them information that's going to feed this like negative relationship.
So
would
you consider that a breakup with a family member though?
I would say, it's a little bit like a breakup. Okay. Yeah, I think so, because you can still be around each other. It's like, think of like if you've got like a significant other in your friend group still, mm-hmm. and you know, you're going to have to be around them and like have to have conversations with them. You're going to be like in each other's company often, but you don't need to be talking. You don't need to be feeding into the relationship. Like you're still broken up, but
I feel like that with certain family members.
Yeah. And that's okay. Yeah. That's an okay thing. Like if they do not serve you, and let's say when you're around them, for an example, like you tell them, let's just do one of ours. You tell them about the podcast and it's immediately like how inappropriate it is, how annoying it is, how disappointing it is.
So you decide to stop telling them things.
Stop telling them things.
Because you don't want the judgment.
Stop telling them things. Stop talking to them. Say, hello, I hope you're doing well. Happy Thanksgiving. That's it. That it can be a breakup where it's just a separation. And that if that's going to serve you more and make you feel better to know that like if I go to this family event, I don't owe this person anything. I can say hello. I can say, hope you're having a great turkey dinner, and then just stay away. Like that's a breakup enough. Like that's going to make you feel better. Do not give them information. When they ask about the podcast, say it's good. Thank you. I don't really feel like talking about it right now.
Or would you be like, I would tell you, but you're going to judge me.
I don't like to pick fights with family members because I know that I'll never win.
Yeah.
Cause they're always coming at it with more fiery.
You've had this. Then.
Yeah. A little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it isn't from many family members, and I think it's like from an older generation.
Yeah, definitely.
At times.
Oh, same.
But
if my grandma asks about the podcast, all I say is it's good. Like, how's baking going? Like, switch the subject. Like, I don't need to really explain much.
No.
I know what you're saying. I was thinking we were talking along the lines of like, you and your mom like haven't talked in 7 years, and like, how would you do that? And I can't speak to that because I don't know what to say about it. I'm going to be honest.
I hadn't talked to my dad for a while after the divorce. If like we're going into that direction, which I didn't really think of it as like a breakup, but it kind of was.
No.
It was like a straight up, like I was like, I don't agree with the decisions that you made. I feel this way, and this made me really upset, and therefore, like I said some things I wish I wouldn't have said, to be honest. When I look back, I'm like, if you want to have a relationship with me and you think that like this is the way to have a relationship with me and that we're going to like, you're going to end up dancing at my wedding. Like, how do you think that makes me feel? I'm like, I can't talk to you for a while. And I like cut him off because I was just hurt. I was hurt for my other family members, and you know, divorce hurts. Like it was a divorce situation. There's not a whole lot to it. So don't read into it that much, but it still hurts when someone makes the decision to do that. And so I cut him cold turkey and I didn't talk to him. And when I knew he was coming over to grab my sister, like I wouldn't be there. And like, I just separated myself from the situation. But then when I sat there and I thought about regret, and I'm not somebody that ever wants to regret anything. Like I really, truly live without regrets. And I feel great about my life ever since I started doing that. I said, it feels worse to me avoiding this person and purposely making this a breakup of a family member and my like parent that I need to make the effort to put the relationship back together. And if the relationship, I'm making the effort and he's not, then fine, I made the effort and we can say sayonara. But if I don't make that effort and he's willing to, like that's on me. That relationship burn is on me.
I also think it's important to note that you did have a breakup with a family member, but now you and your dad are talking again, and mm-hmm. you guys are. So like,
oh yeah,
it doesn't necessarily mean like you're going to for sure be like, bye bye. Never see you again. Yeah. So maybe it is something where you just, when it comes to family members, that you just need some time to process. So,
yeah. It's separation for time and process. I truly believe it's possible, and be civil and like try not to gossip with other family members and be kind, but like, don't let the energy drain you any longer. That's like what I have to say about that. Oh, maybe talk to a therapist too, by the way.
Oh yeah.
I would say always do it, but if you, especially with family stuff, because it's so sensitive, like it's the best reason and excuse to go talk to a therapist.
And a lot of it will come about from your childhood too, especially when it's a family member. A therapist would for sure be able to dig into that.
Absolutely.
All right. Breaking up, I think, with a habit now. Yeah. So like habits that don't serve you anymore.
Yeah.
We could definitely give examples with like our own habits, I suppose. But I really like to spend time like kind of tracking the habit. This was more like when I was having like a little more gut issues, like tracking what's going on, but it would also work for habits. So tracking your habit to see whether it follows any patterns. So like, does this behavior happen often? What time of day? How do you feel when it happens? Are there other people involved? Does it happen right after something else? So like, let's say, for example, one of the habits that I was breaking was I was always on TikTok before bed, like forever.
Bad habit.
And you realize like, okay, that I was on TikTok and I had a really stressful day that day, and that's why I went on TikTok before bed. And you're kind of like tracking, finding these patterns. And then, you kind of have to focus on your why and replace that habit with a different one, which was why I started to read
before bed.
Like, before bed, that helps me sleep. Start small. It wasn't every night where I was like, I'm going to read every night before bed, but now I literally won't go to bed without reading. Because
good for you.
I finished another book, by the way.
Did?
I'm three Colleen Hoover books down the past like. Yeah.
Can you bring me the one? What is it? I'll November 9th or ones. The other one?
I have three right now.
Did you love all three?
Yeah.
Really?
Loved them all.
Okay. All right. My goal, I'm going to try to finish my book today, by the way. I'm pretty close. And that's pretty good. I know it's been like, that people are probably thinking, wow, you told me about that book like 2 months ago. Yeah. Watch yourself, honey. I can only read so much. All right.
Been a bit.
No, but I like the way you think about that. The way that you like kind of reflect on the habit too. Yeah. Because when you said gut health and you said like a TikTok, and my brain went to like poor spending habits.
Okay. Yeah.
And I have one. Let's hear it. I have a clothing problem. Yeah. Yeah. You already know. It's like it happens. It's just something that like, I think it's a control thing. Like I can control that. I can buy it. It's a new shiny thing when it comes to the door. I'm so excited. Oh my God.
I'm like, well, it was Amazon. It was cheap. But then you buy 20 of the things from Amazon, which equals one good piece of clothing that you could have bought.
Yep.
But instead you just binge on Amazon. I can't talk today.
Amazon.
You just binge on Amazon thinking, oh, well, it'll even out. But really, no.
Nope, it doesn't. And it's not as great quality. And now you've got like 45 outfits that are kind of cheap. Anyway, yep. So, but then I get the item and then it just like, it doesn't feel like anything anymore. Like I've worn it once and I'm like, oh, that's just like another shirt that's hung up in my closet.
Oh, took a picture in it, like right on my feed. Can't wear it again.
Yeah. Outfit repeater. But it's like,
I repeat lately. I
do
too.
I don't care. I'm like, whatever. But really, truly, like my problem is I've realized like when I'm having a bad day of work and I'm avoiding a problem. Sorry, my eye just started burning again. I'm avoiding like doing something, or I'm avoiding like the stress of something. I'll go on an online shop and I'll buy something. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I am in debt. Like that month I've overspent and I knew that was going to happen. Or I did that the month prior and now I can see the pattern. I'm like, oh my God, when I get upset, I try to buy something else. And I started to try to break the habit, but it takes a while. Like if you binge back in that habit, like don't feel guilty, because the habit's not going to be broken just ever one time. They say it takes 26 days to create a habit. It takes a while to break that habit too. Like,
and you'll have slip ups.
Oh yeah.
100%.
And that, if you know the habit doesn't serve you, when you do that habit the next time, you're likely going to be like, I don't really feel good about doing this, but I'm going to do it anyway. And you'll slowly ease out of that habit. Like I'm slowly being like, when I'm online shopping and I'm having a bad day and I'm like, the shirt is so cute. And then I'm like, I don't need the shirt.
You know your triggers.
I know what my trigger is now. I know what I'm doing. And I just exit out of it. And you know what I did? I started writing down things, clothing that I want. I just write it down on a note and I put it away. I put it away because guess what?
Still
now
there.
It's still there. I don't have to think about it. I'm not like, I don't need this linen white blazer like today. I could get it later. And it sounds crazy, right? It's clothes. But I think we all have like a weird little something that like we it's like think like about and do. Yeah.
Like you can have it later. Yeah. Like you don't have to eat all the Oreos right now because you can wait and it'll still be there.
Yep.
It'll still be there for you. Moderation's key.
Moderation, baby.
I feel like Ben's really good at habits for some reason. Like he has routines. And do you have any tips on habit forming and creating good habits, getting out of, I don't know why I thought of you for this. I just feel like you have good habits. Am I right?
Yeah. One of my biggest prides is like, I am like a TikToker, but I don't spend a lot of time on TikTok. Like good. Max, maybe 20 to 30 minutes a day. And it's solely just to find stuff for my meme accounts and find stuff for my videos that I want to make.
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of my knowledge of habits comes from a book. It's called The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg or something like that. And it's very like, it just very breaks down like how much habits are a part of your brain. And like you said, it takes a super long time to change them just because of that reason. But I think the starting point is just being aware of them and kind of knowing how habits work. And then once you know how they work, that's when you can say, okay, now I'm going to actually make the effort to change it. So
yeah, I like that.
I also passed Atomic Habits.
Oh, I have that.
And I keep hearing people reading that book. I'm assuming it's about habits. So
yeah, Ben was the one that put me onto it. I'll report back once I finish it. I don't know why. In 3 years.
I don't know why my words are not working. We're going to have to wrap up.
My eye is like, I'm holding my eye shut for every time I'm talking. I'm like,
it looks like you're crying. I know. Breaking up with a job.
Real quick. I will say, do not leave. This is the best advice that I've gotten from somebody. Do not leave the job before you have another one, unless it's an emergency. Like truly, if you leave that job and you're like, I just need to get the heck out of here, and you really need to, I mean, by all means, go do it. But if you leave that job and you don't have a job lined up, you're putting yourself in another not great situation. You're going to be in a bad situation financially, probably. You're going to feel a little bit unstable. And then now you're searching because you need it versus want it. Like, so my mom told me this, I believe it was her who gave me this advice. Don't run from a job, run to a job. So like, don't accept anything when you're running away. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
Ooh. Yeah. The only experience I have left a job before. And I think it's just really important to make sure you chat with your boss before you even like whisper it to your coworkers or
good
anything.
Call.
'Cause if it gets to the boss, like without you even really processing it, like maybe you didn't even want to leave and you just said something to one of your coworkers, like, bye, you're out. So just make sure you chat with your actual boss before you chat with anyone else.
Yeah.
And yeah, do your best to leave on good terms, I suppose. Like I left my 9 to 5 and I just made sure that I was like, this was a great job. I learned a lot, but it was never really my end goal. Like, good luck. And now they still chat me up on Instagram. They're like, you're killing it. And I'm like, you too, girl.
You too. Oh, just make sure you're not leaving when it's a mess. Like, don't leave things a mess and don't leave when something is like you're afraid of something. Like, tackle the fear of maybe like a giant project or like a poor relationship with your boss first. Like, make the effort for that. And you're going to feel 1,000 times better. Because the minute you run from something, you're probably going to end up running from something again.
And put your
or you're
going
to continue to run it from it. Yeah. And work hard. Like, don't leave somebody like... My goal when I left my last job was to have the ability to ask these people for references if I needed to. And without me even asking, they were like, if you ever need a like a reference or anything like that, like, I really hope we work together again soon. No anxiety. I left that job feeling freaking spick and span. I'm like, I am floating on a cloud on over to my next job. You know what I mean? So,
and if you're listening, you're more like the entrepreneurial type of person. Yeah. Like, that's also with your clients. Like, no matter what you're doing, like, you want to make sure you leave your client or whoever it is with a good impression so then they can speak highly of you to other people as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You guys,
I have a Stray Kenneth listener moment.
Why don't we do that? All I was going to say just as you pull that up, just like, remember that a breakup is up to you. You're in control. You get to decide, and a breakup's going to look different from you and your friend. So just because you take somebody else's advice, apply it to your own situation. Don't take exact advice from anybody because it's not your life. Or not their life, it's yours. Whoa. Not your life. Okay.
Yeah,
creeper.
Very, very individual for
very,
sure.
Very, very.
Okay, well, that was cool. That was fun. A little fun breakup.
We like a little breakup convo.
A little getting good at breakups. Okay. We have a Stray Kenneth moment, listener. Stray Kenneth moment written in by a listener. I'm telling you.
I haven't heard this.
I cannot talk, you guys.
I haven't heard this, so I'm excited. Okay.
This was an
whenever you're ready.
This was an email. So, and I'm going to read it word for word. Do you remember seeing this email at all? It says, please don't share my name or city, starting off, but also.
It was John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Okay. Also, I'm so sorry if this is if this is long. Please cut down if you feel the need to. I ain't going to do that because she was funny. Hi, beauties. Sorry, there's like a lot of typos actually. Of course, I love the fuck out of y'all. My name is, I'm 24. I love how raw and real you bitches are. No Ooh. Filters ever. And I absolutely love and appreciate. She goes, appreciate, not and, appreciate. Mm-hmm. I also feel extra connected because I'm from Sioux City, Iowa. When I hear y'all talk about Iowa Midwest, I'm just like, yup, because I feel literally no influences are this close to me. Influencers. Oh my God, she called us influencers.
Whoa, I'm just a Joe Blow, dog.
Can I blow this up? I feel like a grandma.
Yeah, of course you can.
How can I? How do
you
I
need
get
to make
my...
it bigger?
Yeah.
Oh, here, let me help, help you. Control, grandpa. Let's see, where's control over here? Command plus sign.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
There you go. Can you see it better?
Yeah, I'm going to start again.
We made her screen a little bigger.
Okay.
All right, go ahead whenever you're ready.
My boyfriend and I have been dating almost 3 years and living together for almost two. I've noticed this for a while now. I just never, ever, ever know how to handle this. Basically, this nasty-ass boy, 28 years old, eek, hardly ever brushes his teeth, nor has gone to the dentist for many years. And I can see his teeth do be looking a little rough. We share a bathroom. I myself have gone through many tubes of toothpaste. We use different toothpaste. While as he has had the same, basically almost full tube for at least 7 months. I don't ever feel comfortable about him going down on me because, ew, I know you haven't brushed in like ever. Please help. How would you handle the situation? Because I don't want to seem like a mom to him or make him feel embarrassed. But like, gross, boy, come on. You're 28 years old. The fuck, bro? This has been bothering me for a long time. Just completely grosses me out. And I need advice. Please send help to your girl. I would die if I'm just chilling, getting high, and I hear my words in your lovely voices. Love you, girls.
Oh my God, I love her. I love this person. Okay, yeah. First off, nasty.
Right? Nasty ass.
Oh boy, that irked my little OCD mind.
But that's think about, okay, but think about Jordan or Plant Daddy. Like, we care about them. We don't hurt their feelings.
No.
What if Jordan just didn't brush his teeth?
Absolutely
how,
not.
Okay, so how do you bring this out to him in a polite, non-disrespectful manner?
This is what I'd say.
We gotta help her out because okay. I like her.
Genuinely, this is what I would do. I would start to notice like, wow, you got a little stank breath. And I would say, did you brush your teeth today, by the way? I'm like, not to be rude or like, I feel kind of bad even saying this to you, babe, but your breath is kind of stinky. And Jordan and I can already have that like demeanor. Yeah. And if you've been dating for a tiny bit, you probably can.
Little goofy, yeah. Like, your breath is stinky, boy.
And then I would genuinely be like, is this the same tube of toothpaste that you've had for 7 months? It's like full. Or like, do you just use my toothpaste? Like, you can kind of make it funny, but then truly be like, you know, like brushing your teeth is actually like really, what is it called? Important for your actual overall yeah. well-being. Like, I would like start
like,
with that.
Maybe your farts went really bad because your gut health is bad and you can improve your gut health by brushing your teeth more. Just saying.
Like, or you can order him a tongue scraper and start Ooh. To getting excited for like the, oh, look at this little fun tool that you can use in the, like in the toothbrush department. I don't know. I wouldn't be able to keep my mouth shut because one stinky breath. Yeah. Oh,
you don't want to be grossed out by your own boyfriend, and he doesn't want you to be grossed out by him either. You could literally be like, babe, I would let you go down on me all the time if you had a fresh breath. Like if you brush that shit, come over here. You can eat me up, honey.
Oh,
like play into like the sexual innuendos a little bit and be like, yeah, like I'll be honest, like I am weirded out by like giving blowjobs with like not a clean peenie.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So like. Yeah, I'm like, I make sure they know that I think it's sexy that they're clean.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so then they continue to do that because they're like, ooh, I have a better chance of getting a little something when I'm showered.
There you go. There
so
you go.
Maybe she could do the same thing for when it's like after he brushes his teeth. She could
yes.
be like, babe, I bet you taste so good. You
or
know,
like, I just want to kiss you.
Condition him a little bit.
You guys are Pavlov's yeah. dog theory.
Yes.
Boys right now.
Yes, like, come here, little boy.
No, I actually do that a lot. Like, if I get a good back massage, I'm like, you get rewarded.
She's rewarding people.
But, like, if you give me a bad half-ass back massage, maybe next time.
Maybe next time. I'm not going to give you that. No, I truly think like you can't be quiet about something like that. Like say something, yeah, just say something. Disgusting. Be honest. I've noticed that your breath is kind of stinky often, more often than not.
I just can't get over Jordan walking by the windows. Is he walking around? Just shirtless, like looking at the
house. What is he doing? Okay, wait. I have a little straight-handed advice and then we'll get things wrapped up. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This person says, need some advice. I was dating a guy for 3 years and made friends with his huge group of friends of guys and girls. I became inseparable with one of the girls who was soon to become my best friend. The relationship with the guy ended after I decided to move states to attend a master's of nursing program and he didn't want to do long distance. My best friend consoled me through the breakup and we hung out a few times before I left. And after 2 months of being at school, I find out my ex-best friend and ex-boyfriend of 3 years are now dating. I've never felt so betrayed and blindsided in my entire life. How do I heal from this?
Oh.
I read it, and first of all, my gut, like, totally sank.
Here's
and,
what I think. Here's what I think.
Go ahead.
There are so many goddamn men out there, so many women out there. You do not need to date your friend's ex. Even I've had different opinions about this when we talked about girl code. Actually, we have a whole episode about girl code.
Yes.
And I shared like, well, you know, he was just my fuck buddy at the time. Like, it doesn't really matter. But you know what? It does matter.
It sucks.
It sucks. And you can find another. There's thousands of people out there. I doubt he is the exact person for you because like.
Well, that told you right there.
Yeah. I just. Mm-mm.
I've had a friend do this.
Disrespectful.
At least they weren't dating, but they did like hook up, and I talked about that in the girl code episode. Like, I would say, first of all, it shows character right then and there. If you weren't over him already, like, help that be the like use case to get over him, because it's like you can date me and then you can go and date my best friend. Like, when did you start looking at her? You know what I mean? In a different way. Like, that's what my mind starts going to. Like, there are plenty of fish in the sea, like Soph says. Get away from those people. Don't associate with them. Don't talk to them. Like, don't even give them an ounce of the energy that you don't have to give them, because the minute you give them that energy is the minute you're giving away energy you could be using to, like, move on, be better, go do something new, meet somebody, go on a date, do something to, like, focus on you. But I'm sorry, there's no way around that that's going to feel like shit. Like, truly, there's no way around that. And I could not get over that with like a friend. Like, I would not be able to get over that. Like, I'm not going to be friends with you. 3 years is a long time. Like, to date somebody and then have them date like your friend. Like,
that is hurtful. That is hurtful.
Bad, right?
And I think the only time that you're going to actually feel like better about the whole situation is when you find your person.
Agreed.
And again, like, you don't need to be like putting pressure on that, like making sure like you're going on all these dates and everything. But once that happens in your life, I feel like that's when you'll kind of be able to let that go. Or when you are officially like loving yourself and maybe not loving someone else, but like maybe focus on you and focus on your self-confidence and just do your best to know that you're better than that.
You're better than that. Yeah. You're better than that crew. So just try to know that. Okay. Gentlemen. Father's Day is just around the corner, and our friends at Manscaped here to ensure the dad in your life is looking like daddy material this June. You can find their signature Lawnmower 4.0 in the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 for the perfect bundle to tackle any and all old man hair from the head to toe. This is no dad joke. Treat him and yourself and join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with the exclusive offer. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20 at manscaped.com. Trust me, his dad bod will thank you.
Mm-hmm. We all know dads love their comfort. With summer just around the corner, the Boxers 2.0 are here to save every father from the uncomfortable heat. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code CANDID20. He'll be shaking the gifts his mama gave him. Shake those money makers.
Shake your money maker like somebody about to pay you. I see you on my radar.
All right, y'all.
You know I got it if you want to come get it. Stand next to this money like, hey, hey, hey. That's all we got for you. Make sure to check out the link in bio. I just smacked my teeth for a hoodie. We got hoodies restocked if you forgot.
We got get hoodies. We got summer series June 22nd. We got new merch coming. And we need you. We do need you for a few things. We need you to go to Apple Podcast Reviews. Please. Write us a review. We've been kind of stalling on that. So if you guys haven't left a review and you have been listening, please do that this
please
week.
Do.
It'd help us a lot.
We love you for it. And go check us out on TikTok or somewhere. Like if you ever like, God damn it, it'd be funny if you guys did this TikTok. Go ahead and send it to us. DM it to us. We love you. At Candid Sid.
At Candid Soph.
And at Ben Zarbacher.
We love you.
And at Straight Candid Podcast.
We love you a lot. You're the reason why we do what we do. I hope your breakup goes wonderfully, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,